We're getting a lot smarter in this, broadly speaking. We have a lot more information about what works in government. We've been investing, and there's plenty of examples of this across the country, in a more careful and accountable analytics around our social services programs. And that hasn't been the case for a long time. In fact, it's pretty new if you think about sort of the trajectory of our social welfare state in the United States. And it's really important. We're a generous country. We take care of people in need. And we really have to question every program that we provide. Is it producing the outcomes that it was intended to produce? Is it helping people the way that we intended to help people? And we need to take a careful look at it. And if things don't work, we need to change them. We need to stop them. We need to replace them with things that do work. And investing in that and being accountable to the taxpayers for whether or not we're producing the outcomes that their tax dollars are going to, I think is a really important part in maintaining the integrity of our social service network. People are willing to spend money on individuals in need if they know the dollars are going for a good purpose. And we who care deeply about this and spend our lives devoted to those causes need to help ourselves the most by making sure that we're accountable for the outcomes. And so creating functions at the local level, at the state level, at the federal level that invest in gathering the knowledge to know what works and replicate those things and share those lessons, I think is critically important. And I'm really heartened because I'm starting to see a lot more interest in that and commitment to that and investment in that strategy.
And part of that process seems to be creating some safe space within government for failure. In other words, if you're going to rigorously test whether things work or not, you're going to find some things that don't work. And that's part of the test, learn, adapt process.
Sure. And, you know, Mayor Bloomberg has been such a great example of this. He frequently says things like along the lines of, like, if everything that you tried was successful, it obviously means you weren't trying hard enough, because by definition, trying new things and means taking risks, means trying things that you're not sure from the get-go are going to work. And part of the whole process of innovation and risk-taking means that you're going to have failures, and you need to embrace those failures. You need to recognize them. You can't do sort of a cover-up where things don't work. And in fact, oftentimes where you just openly admit, hey, listen, we tried, it didn't work, time to end that and let's move on. Let's learn whatever lessons we can, but let's put our efforts into new ideas where there are avenues with promise that perhaps even come out of a failed lesson. But failure and the willingness to embrace failure as part of the process, I think, is really critical. And it's unfortunate that oftentimes sort of the news cycle and the press and the sort of, sometimes it's a little bit of a thirst for blood, what's the newest controversy out there. It can really make it difficult for elected officials to take those risks. But I think that we've got to stand up to that and just say, no, this is what being a good, accountable, responsible leader is.